Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by Kristina Grozeva and Petar Valciano. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
So, you're here presenting your new film, The Father, which I'm so happy to have caught, and I'm so happy to be talking with you about it. But I guess, okay, so to start off our interview, who would like to maybe introduce the film and tell me a little bit, tell our listeners who might not be familiar with the story a little bit about it before we start talking in more detail?
Okay, I will start with the beginning of the story. So after the funeral of my mother, a neighbor of our family came and told us that she received a phone call from the number of my mother. And we asked her, why didn't you answer on this phone call? And she said that she was scared because maybe she is calling her in to the beyond. And this tragical, absurd situation was very strong, strange, and this real moment from the life provoked our imagination to create and to build this story. So this was the beginning. And after, when we have the first idea, the first synopsis and treatment, we participated in this program, Biennale College Cinema, and we were selected in the first part, in the first 12 projects, and we developed the script. After 3 years, we shot the film, because in the same time we made Glory and other of our previous films.
Yeah, which were great. Given that, I would like to start with a very direct question. It might sound a little silly, but we'll see where it goes. I mean, do you guys, I'll ask you both, do you guys believe in ghosts? What's your opinion of all of these things? Perhaps we'll start with you.
I'm extremely rational person, and I don't believe in ghosts at all. But in those particular moment when our neighbor came and show us she received a phone call from a deceased woman, in this moment I believed, and this contradiction was very important to put in the story, because how to say this allowed to people to be more open-minded and to look things from the other point of view.
Would you like to add something to that?
Yes. I mean, it was strange, and as she said, that, and for the most rational person in this moment, that he realized that maybe why this phone calling, there was some small hope that maybe it's something real.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because in this film you're treated with respect, you know, that's what it really comes true. Because yes, there are, I guess, you know, you can always find reasons to believe in ghosts no matter what they are, but I guess also it's about connection, I think, this film, right? I mean, yeah?
Yes, basically it's for the connection and the broken connection. Yes, and the broken connection, the feel of guilty, and how the connection between the broken connection and feel of guilty, I mean, how this reacts.
And this provoke some kind of circle, magic circle, which we try to stop at the end of the film.
Yeah, because I mean, also I was wondering whether there was, I mean, for me it felt like there was very much two dimensions. There is the personal aspect of the father and the son, but also there's an allegorical side, perhaps, that talks about history and things that maybe shaped us you know, generations before we were even born?
Yeah, sure. There are many aspects which influence to us in our lives. But it's more important which we wanted to share with our audiences. Is this how important is the relationship between the closest relatives? Because I think that many of people has problems in the communications and in the relationship, maybe because they take it for granted. They think they don't pay attention to these relationships, but they are very important. And we decided to put our character in this situation in which they can't avoid this kind of relationships, and to let them to solve their problem, or to try to solve their problem in some kind.
So it's a lack of the lack of communication is really at the root of a lot of guilt, you know. No matter what communication that is. So the film is very intense. I found the film to be very intense. There's a lot of moving, a lot of people not staying in the same spot. Is that difficult to control, talking of the filmmaking side? Is that difficult? Is it difficult to control the motion of the action?
Yes, I mean, it was difficult, but it was something that came naturally from the story, from the script, and also from the actors, from the природa environment of the actors. So yes, and it was difficult, and also after in the edit also it was a challenge to lead the story and to keep this rhythm and.
So let's talk about the actors, actually, because, you know, your previous films, there have been some amazing performances. This film is no different. Let's talk about how you work there with these two actors who, and their energy, as you said, which helped shape the movie.
As usual, we give freedom to the actors. We leave them to feel the story and to not to act but to live in the story. In this situation we choose exactly these two actors because they know each other for a very long time, and they have a special relationship to each other. They are very interesting people.
They have a relation like a father and son.
Today.
Yes, the father in the real life, the actor, who advises the son what car to buy. They're very close to each other. And this was
in the same time. The younger is he's irritated by the oldest Ivan time to time, but they love each other, and in the same time they hate each other, and that was one of the reasons that we decided to gather them in our film.
Well, you mentioned the word trust, and maybe this is the last question because we're running out of time. But I wanted to ask you, was there a moment when you decided that you could trust them, or is that how does that trust happen, you know, between you and the actors? Because we talked about the actors with each other, but what about you guys and the actors?
Yeah, we know them we work with them in the previous film. Mm-hmm. And so this trust was built in some way from before, and for us, of course, in this situation was more easy to work with them because we know it. But the funny for the rhythm, I just remember something, was that the guy who played the son, the actor, he was very busy with theater performances during the shooting. And every time was a big stress, you know, to finish the shooting. So maybe this also put this natural, you know,
rush. I'd say tension, you know.
Because every time we shoot till the last minute before the moment that he will run in the car and go to the performance and not to, yeah, to delay and to... Yeah. You know, we ask for one more minute, one more take, and
you can't help real life coming to the set. But sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes
yes, it's yes, we like to use these moments from the real life during the shooting process, which help to, you know, help to the actors and to the whole film.
Amazing. Okay, so we're out of time, unfortunately. There's so much going on. But hopefully I was able to stay focused. I can't recommend this enough, guys. The Father, a fantastic film. Thank you very much for joining me and talking with us about it.
Thank you
very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.